Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Speaking of great impressions, you just did a voice I've never heard.
What is that one?
The one that...
Yes! Who said... It is an impersonation of somebody. I can't remember who it is. Yes! I don't know who that... is it like Rick Dees or something? I think it's like... Brian doing Rick Dees?
I think, yeah, it's Brian doing Rick Dees. Yes, Brian.
Yes, god dang.
God dang it.
All right, I'm sorry. All right, folks, it is 9 o'clock, so that must mean news with our little buddy, Gina Grad, everyone.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Gina, before we get any closer, there's something you need to know about me.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
I think girls are icky pants.
Little Bart there.
All right, Gino, man, with that news, what's going on with that news?
Well,
baby?
With the presidential race in full swing, the candidates' families are spending more time in the public eye. Ooh. The View recently welcomed John McCain's daughter, Meghan, onto the show and attempted to get her personal opinions on things like abortion and women's rights. But Meghan stayed very diplomatic during this interview.
All right, here we go. Meghan McCain with the, who's she with?
The View.
Yeah.
Your father wasn't a past pro-choice. You have is not now. You have Governor Palin, who does not believe in abortion. What is your view?
You know, I'm not running for office. I just would like to leave that to my dad and governor to say their issues.
I won't put you on the spot, but are there times when you disagree with your father?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm, you know, so much younger than he is. I went to Columbia. It's an extremely liberal college. I consider myself very socially liberal on many, many, many issues. But, you know, what I like about my father and the people around him is I don't think that in my father's administration, if he were to win, you all have to think one way. I know certainly my friends that travel with us are very, very liberal.
Very few people actually agree with their parents.
Doesn't matter. Why are they asking her that? I mean, what is it? It doesn't matter what her opinion is. She's not running for office.
Well, but on the other hand, she says she doesn't want to talk about it, but why is she on the show? She wouldn't be on The View if her father wasn't running for the presidency.
Yeah, but don't you know, when the kids are on, you ask them about the dad, you know, what it was like growing up. Not, you know, what do you think about abortion?
Now, does she have a book out?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. But that is a little crazy.
Like her, though.
If Obama's kids went on, would they ask Obama's kids about abortion?
Do you think they learned about abortion yet?
In his house, they probably did when they were about two.
Yeah.
Hey-o. All right. But it just seems odd to ask the kids about abortion.
Wait, what are you saying about my friend Barack? What is it actually you are implying?
I'm just saying he's properly raising those kids.
Oh, okay.
With that early sex education. All right.
No, okay.
Condom was the first word, you know?
Can you say condom?
Okay. Wubba. Well, I can't wait till this election's over.
Yeah.
You know, November 4th.
Oh, no, this is exciting.
November 5th.
Then what do we have to look forward to? The NBA Finals?
The next election cranks up in 2 months.
Yeah, thank goodness.
All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Schwarzenegger recall.
Yeah.
Well, John McCain's temper is well documented, as most people know. He's called he's called the opposition and colleagues S-heads, A-holes, effing jerks, all kinds of things. But a new book on the presumptive Republican nominee will perhaps air the most shocking angry exchange to date. I don't know if you've heard about this. The story states that at one point on the campaign trail, Cindy McCain playfully twirled McCain's hair and said, "You're getting a little thin up there." McCain's face reddened, and he responded with, "At least I don't plaster on the makeup like a trollop, you see."
Oh, God.
Wow.
McCain's excuse was that, he said, "Hey, it was a long day." The man who was known as McNasty in high school has erupted in foul language tirades at political foes and congressional colleagues throughout his career, and his quickness to anger continues to be an issue on this presidential campaign trail. Yeah.
Well, that's who you want in office. Guy's angry as hell. All right, that's who you do want.
You don't want these
guys who are faced with a decision like, "Well, what would you do? What do you think I should do?"
But it sounds like he kind of flies off the handle.
Fine if he flies off the handle. Let's go. The country needs a guy in the office who's really pissed off.
So will you,
everybody else in America.
Will you go for that Suge Knight Robert Blake
ticket? You betcha. Absolutely.
But could that make him the kind of guy that 5 minutes later he's like, "Oh, God, what have I done?"
No, please. Gina, please.
Tim, McCain guy. Tim, do you know this guy? told a ugly joke about Chelsea Clinton. I mean, what guy who should be president would say something about a child?
He's fine. Everybody, I mean, listen, they're going at Palin's kids right now with that 17-year-old who's a drug addict.
Because we see her on the internet with open bottles of liquor when she was underage?
Yeah.
Would that be someone going after her?
Well,
or just showing the picture?
No, they go after her. They've sent people up to Alaska to try to dig up dirt on that family. Nobody's gone to Hawaii to try to dig up how much cocaine this Obama did in these bars in Hawaii.
Tim, here's a little tip. It's
nobody.
How many
National Enquirer reporters are currently in Hawaii trolling around bars trying to figure out how many pounds of cocaine
Tim,
this guy did?
Tim, he said, I had a problem in my life where I resorted to
doing
cocaine.
I understand, it wasn't a problem. It was ounces and ounces and pounds of cocaine.
Now, where'd you get that? Cheech Marin? Where'd you actually get that research?
I tell you, next week I could have somebody on the air talking about how much cocaine
I hope so.
This
can
guy
we do
did.
It Wednesday? Because first of all, I don't think it's about how much he did. He realizes he did something he shouldn't have done, and the period's over.
Right.
And we're moving on.
Yeah. And could you even look at it like it takes a wolf to catch a wolf type thing? Like now he can stop the drug trade because he knows what he's talking about.
He knows where the Peruvian flake is.
Exactly.
He's not going to be interested in stopping the drug trade. Don't you think he's more interested in legalizing coke?
No. Not coke.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. What
kind of irresponsible statement? What kind of statement was
don't
that?
Don't you think that he's probably closer than John McCain is to saying, let's legalize coke?
No, I don't think he cares. I don't think that's his platform. He's about as likely to do that as, like you said, you know, seal off all the borders and make sure coke doesn't get in the country. He doesn't care. It's over.
Oh, get out of here.
And by the way, Tim, if I might say, it doesn't take that much energy for these guys to dig up stuff on Bristol when it's plastered all over her MySpace page.
Yeah, I understand that. But there are currently reporters. It's like the LA Times. The LA Times put two reporters on Schwarzenegger when he was during the recall and zero on Gray Davis. You think that's fair?
You know what? As much as good radio is usually composed of people with opposite opinions, I can't defend the LA Times.
Oh,
what a piece of ass.
All right.
I got to go with you and be the conservative, you know.
No, but it is unfair. I mean, it really is, you know, to go after these kids on either end. McCain shouldn't have done a joke about Chelsea Clinton, and they shouldn't go after Obama's kids, and they shouldn't go after, you know, McCain's kids or Palin's kids. They're kids. You know, they should be left alone. They're children.
Hey, by the way, the Palin situation, all that information was released by the McCain Palin people, correct?
No.
Oh, Timmy.
No, the National Enquirer is up there right now with, you know, 100 reporters trying to dig up crap on this woman.
You sound like my Uncle Thurman.
And Us Magazine.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Oh, you know they're up there right now.
Yeah.
Right now they got some people up there.
They're up
in Alaska right now trying to take the Palin woman down. It's wrong.
They are. And also, you know, this Barack Obama, nobody... I don't think there's a single reporter from the National Enquirer, the LA Times, the New York Times, looking into his... connection with Bill Ayers, who was a terrorist, a domestic terrorist.
Didn't Bill Ayers do something when he was like 18 months?
No, it was a while ago.
He was breastfeeding, right?
He tried to blow up the Capitol of the United States. Whether you do that 10 years ago or 50 years ago, it seems like a pretty you know, wild offense.
Well, I hope my son and your daughter never meet OJ because they might be punished for what he did in Brentwood years ago.
Yeah, well, it was years ago, but you know, but still, Bill Ayers is a terrorist. You know, he was a terrorist, and he was actually very good friends with Barack Obama.
Now, Tim,
basically, what we've learned this evening is that Barack Obama is a terrorist cokehead.
Didn't he just guy briefly? Briefly, they knew each other because
they knew each other pretty well.
They worked on a bill together, I think.
No, I thought they knew each other pretty well. I think there's a lot of connections that Obama has in Chicago that a lot of people are not looking at. You know, there's no reporters buzzing around Chicago trying to dig up dirt on this guy. They're all in Alaska. Is your uncle still alive?
Yes, he is.
I'd like to move in with that man. I think he's a very smart man.
He might be too conservative for you. You know, he might be even more conservative than you are, Tim.
Is that right?
But by the way, isn't it interesting that Obama being this handsome guy with a lot of power, isn't it interesting that not one chick has come out of the woodwork? even a liar or someone looking for some paper. I'm shocked that no woman has come out and said, you know, I gave him a Barack.
I'm really surprised that that's not happening.
I saw his cashews.
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder why that's not happening. Oh, I know why. Maybe nobody has any reporters on that. Oh, is that possible?
Tim, could it
is
be?
Is that possible?
Could it be that he's running on the I kept my pee-pee in my pants platform?
I don't know, man.
And I've never called my wife a C in public.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think Chelsea is adorable.
I don't know. This is all about Gina and her abortions.
And by the way...
This is all about Gina wanting to have an abortion.
Time out. Before we go any further, can we please clarify that statement?
Gina's qualification is she has not had an abortion.
Thank you very much.
Gina and I disagree on abortion. And
Tim,
it's the basis of all of her crazy liberal crap.
Let me just break it down for you.
Okay.
Tim does not believe that a mentally disabled three-year-old who is raped should be able to have an abortion.
That's not true.
That's about where he stands. Yeah,
that's not
why don't
true.
You go outside and kill a moose from a helicopter? Yeah.
That's not true at all.
It's just as bad as what he says about me in the kitchen.
No, see, I think the death penalty should be given to anybody who has a sex with a three-year-old. And I think Gina, she should say that guy deserves like a ticket or something.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Gina's very liberal when it comes to that
I'll
kind of
shoot
crap.
Him point blank. I think we just differ on a few other things.
Yeah, but no, but when you say an outrageous statement that a retarded three-year-old is raped and they shouldn't get an abortion.
That's what you think.
No, that's not what I think at all.
Okay, what did you say?
Gina Grad will say that up until like 4 or 5 months, you can get an abortion.
Yesterday in the kitchen, it was up until 14 or 15 years old.
Yeah, I think you would even do that.
Gina, you are pro-choice.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that, you know.
And where does the pro-choice, I mean, where is it 3 months?
I will answer this question, Tim.
Okay.
I am not a doctor, and I have not, thank God, had the experience myself, but I think when we're looking at the first trimester, I think you can make some decisions.
So 3
After
months.
That, you're a little effed.
3 months.
2-3 months. Okay. I mean, that's, and some people don't know until way after that, and I don't know what you do with
that.
And
3 months you're having an abortion because of complications or convenience?
Personally?
Or it doesn't matter?
I don't know that it matters.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It just depends.
Have you ever seen a 3-month-old
fetus?
I
was waiting for this. I have not gone to the Body Works Expo like everybody else. I can't tell you.
Have you ever seen a 3-month-old fetus?
No, I have not, Tim.
Okay. You want to see what it looks like online?
You should see me over here struggling trying to come up with a fetus joke.
Why do I feel like I'm at the Phelps compound
You want
right
to see
now?
What a fetus looks like at 3 months old?
Sure, Tim.
Damn, your fetus is stinking.
Yeah, I'll show you one online. It actually is.
When did this become
put your shoes back on. Your fetus is stinking.
Thank you very much. Thanks for just listening.
Please.
Come on, guys, we're too serious.
Tim just doesn't believe in a woman's right to choose.
That's not true. I think that women have the right to choose.
Whether or not they have sex in the first place.
No, I just think that at a certain point when you say you're 3 months pregnant and you want to have an abortion just because you were too stupid to have anything done before.
But
you waited 3 months for what? 90 days for what?
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Some people don't know they're pregnant until 90 days.
Oh, get the Christ out of
here.
Now
that, I swear
If you don't know you're
God.
Pregnant in 90 days, then you should also be aborted. You and the baby.
What party are you with again? Ouch! What party is that?
You don't know you're pregnant in 90 days?
I know people who did not know they were pregnant for 6 months.
How fat are they? How big were they?
She wasn't big at all.
Oh,
she
please.
Wasn't big
she didn't
at
know
all.
She was pregnant for 6 months.
6 months.
What was she on? Was she in drugs?
Maybe.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Now we're really going to a new low, but did anyone happen to catch the Family Guy where they did the musical number called, I can't believe I'm saying this, it was like a
Prom Night Dumpster Baby.
I couldn't say it, thank you.
Ouch.
It was Bing Crosby-esque. It was the Prom Night Dumpster Baby.
No, I didn't see that. No,
they really go for it on that show.
Yeah, I didn't see the Dumpster Baby. I know. Listen, I'm not going to argue my side of it anymore because it goes on. It just falls on deaf ears with you.
Oh my God!
It really does. You're not going to move.
Literally, this is the same man who told me that I'm for aborting an already born child.
If Gina had her way,
15 years old.
If Gina had her way, like up until 4 years, you could abort
You're
that
out of your
child.
Mind.
Right before preschool,
I
you still get one
you.
More shot.
Yeah, right after it's potty trained.
I've never been so offended in my life.
All right, you're a liberal. I'm not. I'm very conservative, and I'm done being embarrassed that I'm a conservative guy, you know, and I'm done being looked down
since
upon
when,
by your
since
crew.
Since when have you been embarrassed for being conservative?
By your crew, this wild left-wing party. And I'm not talking about Democrats. I'm talking about the far left-wing.
That's not me, Tim. The quote-unquote limousine liberal? That's not
know.
Me, my friend.
I don't know. You're pretty out
In fact,
there.
Nothing makes me happier than debunking or defrauding an argument by a super, super liberal person. Because a lot of those people's information is secondhand information, and it's really funny to try and watch them argue something that they just heard, like, over somebody's shoulder at a coffee bean.
Do you believe in the death penalty?
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe in right to own guns?
Yes.
Do you also believe in that a child should have the right to go to get money from the government as a voucher to go to the school that they want their parents, the parents want that kid to go to?
I think so.
All right. Well, those are three really conservative issues so far.
Yeah. What do I care if you own a gun?
Well, I mean, you can't say you're a liberal, and then,
that's what I said. I said I wasn't that kind of liberal. I'm agreeing with you.
Higher taxes or lower taxes?
Well, I make about $9 an hour, so I'd like to keep as much of that as humanly possible.
And you think you do a better job of it than the government does?
Of what? Of
keeping
dispensing
money.
My money? Well, now that, on a personal level, I'm going to have to step aside.
You'd rather
I'd
keep
like
it
to
yourself,
honest.
Though, than...
I think so.
I saw her room on the internet, and the fact that she didn't take some of her money and bring Closet Factory in to organize that bad boy.
California closets.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Strong military or weak military? Big military.
You can't say strong military or weak military.
Then big military or small military?
Small.
You want a small military?
Yeah.
Oh, Bob.
We're not gladiators, Tim.
Oh,
we gotta dispense that money a little bit.
She just needs 300. Just 300 in
small military.
Or let's go whole hog and do it Israeli style. And I'll join up too. Say everybody, if you love this country so much, you defend it for 2 years.
All right, but you think the military should be small.
Tim.
Is that right?
Not that it should be small, but maybe we should spread out a little of that money.
Ask her if the surge worked.
Yeah, did the surge work? Did the surge work?
Tim.
Did the surge work?
I'm taking myself out of
it. Did the surge work?
Well, it doesn't look like it, but I know you're all for it.
It didn't work.
Ask me if I think it should have ever happened
Left Afghanistan vulnerable?
Did the surge in Iraq work?
Tim.
Yes or no?
I don't want to fight with you. I don't think so.
Okay, but why don't you think so?
Because I know you think that we're restoring democracy in this place of...
We're not restoring it.
Well, we're giving it to them for the first time.
There you go.
But I don't think it's going to work.
Okay, but it may not work, but that has nothing to do with the surge. But the surge, an extra 30,000, 50,000 troops that were sent over to Iraq, cut the deaths of U.S. military from 60, 70, 80 a month down to 5 last month.
Why do I feel like there's another side to this argument?
I don't think there is.
Okay.
I mean, Barack Obama even admitted that the surge worked wildly, beyond anybody's wildest dreams.
I'll concede.
I've listened to a lot of his speeches. I've really never heard him use the word wildly. But I could be wrong.
See if you can grab that audio.
That clip where he says it worked wild.
It worked beyond,
I didn't realize he was
beyond
running on
anybody's
a gay
wildest
platform.
Dreams is the exact quote.
Did he say it was fabulously pulled off?
If he had an interview with Bill O'Reilly, and he said...
Yeah, that was good, by the way.
Yeah, and he said that the surge worked, and the exact quote is, beyond anybody's wildest dreams.
Okay.
Then, he agrees that the surge worked.
I'm just going to wait for him to contradict himself, because they always do.
What about gay marriage?
Big fan.
All right, big fan of gay
Huge
marriage.
Huge fan.
Yeah. All right, that's a liberal.
No on Prop 8. Go ahead.
Tim, you're going to go through this soon, so I just want to warn you. When I was looking for schools, I go to these different schools. Do you know a principal told me, she says, we don't say Mother's Day and Father's Day here. We say Parents' Day because we don't want to offend same-sex parents.
That's BS. Yes,
great.
Now, at that point, I almost put on a blonde wig and changed my name to Cindy McCain.
That is BS. On marriage certificates now, it says Party A and Party B.
Yep.
You know what? Hey, I have a friend who's gay. I have a relative who's gay. I had a cellmate at Chillicothe who was gay. I'm not a homophobe.
I know.
But Tim, it's going too far, man.
It is going too far.
Parents' Day?
It is going too far.
Let me roll over to this side of the room. I told you I was a Republican.
Wait. Maybe that's also for kids who are single parent families. Like, what if dad died and all of a sudden Timmy doesn't get to celebrate Father's Day?
Dad dying wasn't a problem 20 years ago.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
We had a way to talk about it.
Yeah, dad died. Dad's dead. You don't have to, you're not into Father's Day anymore.
Aye.
I mean, but to say, you know, Parents Day?
Dad dead and dad sitting in another room listening to Judy Garland is is two
different
things.
Big difference,
yeah.
Man.
Your
all
other
right.
daddy's in the music room.
All right, Danny, we got to take a break here. Okay, then we'll continue with the news with Gina Grad here.
I love when Tina's in the room.
Yes. It is Tim Conway Jr., Arsenio Hall, and Stalin is with us.
I think Gina farted, too.
And we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Disco don't open to after dark, and it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin.
I'm just a prom night dumpster baby. I got no mom or dad. Prom night dumpster baby. My story isn't long, but boy, it's awfully sad.
Blah, 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 blah.
And though I came from a hole,
and though we came from a hole,
I'm singing right from the soul.
He's singing right from the soul.
My fanny needs a blanket and somebody to spank it. I miss my mom,
but she's at the prom.
So I'm a prom night dumpster.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Barack, help us.
And Gina Grad is with us as well. I will say one last thing, and then we'll press on with the news.
Okay.
I'm very proud to belong to the Republican Party. The same party in which Martin Luther King belonged to. I'm very proud to say that.
Tim, can I say one thing? Just
you know
one
that
quick
that's,
thing.
That's a fact.
Now, I'm not sure if that's a fact. And, you know, you take advantage of me because I'm not Keith Olbermann. You know, you take advantage. I'm going to bring Keith with me one Wednesday night so you can't, like, you know, pull the wool over my eyes. Was Martin a?
Martin Luther
King
was a
Republican. You know what?
I know he was an alpha.
Well, Tim and I might disagree on some things, but I totally, if he says that, then I trust him implicitly.
Because he wouldn't win an argument by lying to us, would he?
Yeah, totally, with a straight-ass poker face.
Well, in that era, most blacks were Republicans.
Stop it.
Yeah, that's true.
That makes sense, though.
From its founding.
Less government.
Listen,
get the hell out of
it,
our.
It says here, from its founding in 1854, the Anti-Slavery Party, which is the Republicans.
Wait, Tim, time out. Wasn't Jesse Jackson, known Democrat, on a balcony with Martin? Or were they hanging across the aisle that day?
You're stupid.
maybe.
I don't know what Jesse's connection was with Martin Luther King. Politically, they were different. But Martin Luther King was a Republican.
But I think the meaning
of up on the internet.
I think the meaning of Republican and Democrat change a lot, and I think that it's probably changed since the 50s, don't you think?
I think fact.com back then would negate this statement by Tim also.
If there was
a fact.com back then, they would have negated this.
No, it was the Democratic Party wanted to keep slavery going. And
well, wasn't Lincoln a Republican? Yeah, log cabin Republican?
Yeah, he was a Republican, yeah. So was Washington.
Yeah.
A lot of great history.
Well, it's less government, and I don't know that.
Yes, less government. You believe in less government, don't you?
I know I'm about to walk into something.
Do you?
In general, but yeah. I think that it gets twisted they're just human beings. You know, the Republicans and the Democrats, we're all people, and we're all trying to fight for our own sort of agenda, so nobody's
perfect.
What
do you think about welfare?
Uh-oh.
If I ever lose my job, I would like to collect it.
Okay.
I feel like I just put a juice glass up to the wall.
What
and
did you
I'm
call
next
me?
Door to I feel like I'm next door to James Carville and Babe Buchanan, you know, and listening to their conversation in the room in the suite next door.
All right, let's continue with the news here. What's going on with
candy,
that news?
Please. Well, in entertainment news, it is official. Paramount Pictures has given the go-ahead for a fourth installment of its Beverly Hills Cop franchise.
Nice.
With Eddie Murphy on board to return to the role that launched his movie career. Brett Ratner, the filmmaker behind the Rush Hour movies, is in negotiations to direct the latest Beverly Hills Cop adventure, with Lorenzo Di Bonaventura producing. The film is expected to begin filming next year for a summer 2010 release.
Wow. Mazel tov.
Yeah, he's got to do it. He's
now, you going to hang with him?
Will I be in the trailer? Or
you're going to be in the movie.
Am I going to put the banana in the tailpipe this time? What's the
dirty
question, Tim?
Are you going to be in the movie?
Man, he don't even know who's... He don't even know who's in the movie yet, Tim.
No?
But probably...
Gotta put you in.
Probably I'm not. because I, you know, I didn't get no Meet Dave action.
Nah, they got to put you in, dude.
Okay, I'll tell him I want to be in it.
Yeah.
You know what? The one he did, the number three with Landis, it didn't meet expectations. And I think he really wants to go back and end this properly. You know, I mean, you don't want, it's a great, you know, a great movie. Sequel, you know.
Yeah, it's great.
What do you call series of movies? Yeah. And he wants to do the last one right. You got to close with a win.
Yeah.
That's why Brett Favre is back. Got to close with a win.
Now, I imagine, do they say what he's making on this movie?
Oh, no, very much not.
What's he making us in here?
Oh, man, who knows? You know, he might take a cut.
$20 million?
He just might take a cut because he wants this to happen.
No, really? And get something out of the back end?
He's probably definitely going to take back end.
Yeah.
He's got to get some back end.
I bet he makes $20 million.
Yeah, that makes sense.
$20 million.
$20 million.
But, you know, he don't sit around the
guy. $20 million.
He don't sit around the house and talk about what he makes.
I know. I want to sit around his house and talk about what he makes.
You know,
like Chris Rock when he Chris Rock does a very funny run with the you can't take your chick to Eddie Murphy's house.
Yeah, and I don't. Did he ever do it on stage, or did I hear him say that personally? Because Eddie got a lot of cheese. And when you take your woman to Eddie's house, she come home with a whole different level of expectations, you know?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if he actually did it on stage.
Oh, is that right?
But it's a funny point of view, because that's how you do feel. You know, what's she going to ask me for? Now, I hate to take a girl to Eddie's house.
Hey, what was the thing about the white purse, or...
Oh. I didn't even know Louis Vuitton made one in white.
A collector's edition.
And that was a housekeeper's purse.
Yeah. All right, Gina, what's going on with that news, babe?
Well, finally, in politics, Barack Obama and John McCain have become embroiled in a bitter exchange over sexism after the Democratic presidential candidate used the phrase lipstick on a pig to deride his opponent's new mantra of change. The Republicans' campaign immediately claimed the comment was aimed at vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin, calling the analogy disgusting. And in case you missed it, here is the original Obama quote on that, and then we'll play Sarah Palin.
Here's Barack Obama, man.
Let's just list this for a second. John McCain says he's about change too. Except, and so I guess his whole angle is, watch out, George Bush. Except for economic policy, healthcare policy, tax policy, education policy, foreign policy, and Karl Rove-style politics, we're really going to shake things up in Washington. That's not change. That's just calling the same thing something different. But, you know, you can put lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig.
Well, I don't think he directed it towards her. But it was just a huge mistake, because there are people in this country that think he did.
Yeah, Tim. I think
a lot of people.
If you worry about what people in this country are going to think, you would have to be mute.
Well, because, you know, he has spent the last 2 days defending that comment.
Okay, let me.
Instead of attacking John McCain, he's exhausted 2 days of the last 56 days.
So is our problem a gullible American public and a press that spins things so we can get away from issues?
Well, I don't think, you know, you can blame the press for being too conservative, you know, and going after the liberal candidate.
Tim.
Can you?
Tim.
Well, tighten here.
Possible?
Would you agree that what's going on is really to distract a really stupid American public from the issues?
Yes. But that happens
by the way,
to work.
And that's what's amazing. It's working. So what
it
do
works
you think?
Every time.
So if you and I and Barack were in a
room. That's why it was dumb to say that.
Okay, if you and I and Barack were in, I mean, but you almost can't say anything. You can spin anything, Tim, as a distraction. This is something that's been said by McCain at least 6 times.
I
found 6 times when he said this.
I understand
I've heard
that.
Cheney say it. And the bottom line is, you can't say anything if we're going to just depend on a public that can be. We wave shiny objects, and most of our public will say, look at that.
Yeah, absolutely. On both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, on absolutely both sides. I mean, you know,
that's very true.
If you have, like, you take the black community, and you see, like, Bill Clinton coming into black churches, or Hillary Clinton, or, you know, Joe Biden, they only come into black areas and black churches when they're looking for the vote. And as soon as they get the vote, they're gone for 4 years.
Okay, now I don't want to be argumentative. But however.
Yeah, you might know a little more about the community than I do.
The only thing I'm saying is Bill Clinton's office is in Harlem.
Okay, can I say something to that?
But it wasn't always in Harlem.
Wait, wait, wait. Can I say something to that in Tim's defense?
Yes.
I lived at 127th and St. Nick.
Uh-huh.
And Bill Clinton never, ever came to that block. He never, ever, ever used that office. I don't even think he knew how to get in. I don't think he had
the keys. Mean in Harlem?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. Right.
Now Gina's standing in front of his office.
Clocking. That was a big thing when I lived there. That was a big thing when I lived there. And they had a big, huge, beautiful spray-painted mural of Clinton's face. And by Christmas, they had painted it over. And they put him in a dashiki. So I don't know. I don't know what that means.
I think that the black community is being used by the Democratic Party to get their vote and doesn't necessarily bring in enough economic advantages during the administration.
I believe that...
I don't think they get what they pay for.
Yeah, here's the problem. The black community has aligned itself with the Democratic Party because of viewpoints that are closer to the black community's viewpoint than the Republican Party. The problem is, I think the Democratic Party is taking the black community for granted because they have no place to go.
That's right. But, like, if I were, I mean, can you imagine how pissed off, you know, some black people are who live maybe in South Central Los Angeles, and, you know, there's a gang problem. Every house has bars on it. You know, the streets are a mess. You know, there's a lot of crime going on. Christ, even at, you know, you send a kid to USC, and there's been two sexual abuses or two rapes in the last week of girls that have been walking around, you know, the campus.
A man grabbed me near Felix DeCat Chevrolet the other day. He grabbed my ass. I said, hey, man.
And it's $50,000 a year to go to USC. $50,000 a year. Tuition is $35,000, and room and board is $10,000, and then an extra, like, $4,000 just to, you know, to throw around. So it's around $50,000 a year to go to that school.
The fact that you have all these numbers is very scary.
And you can't walk around that campus? I mean, you know, that is a crime, considering when you go to college, you should be able to enjoy the college experience by going wherever you want for those 4 years and not having to worry about getting raped. You know, you go to Stanford, you go to Yale, you go to, you know.
Okay, Tim.
But
okay,
there's a bigger point. There's a bigger point.
What do you think that? Why do you think that is?
But there's a bigger point.
Okay.
If I lived, or if you lived in South Central again, where there's a lot of crime, there's a lot of drugs. You know, the economic advantages aren't there, and then you drive your ass through Orange County, where everything is beautiful and trees and the streets are clean. Two cops pull you over every time you get pulled over for a speeding ticket.
Oh, yeah.
There's, everything. There's no graffiti or very little graffiti. Beautiful restaurants. Everyone has beautiful homes. And those people are all Republicans. I'd be very pissed if I lived in South Central Los Angeles at the Democrats that they're not bringing enough economic advantages into that area, but they want our vote every year.
You know, that's a lot all of words. I'm
saying. We can't argue with you, Tim. And like I said, because a black person doesn't have a lot of choices.
I was
just gonna
say
that. Nader, or you got a guy who didn't want a Martin Luther King holiday.
And Tim, is it one of those situations where, just let's suppose for a minute, that everybody lived in South Central LA, and all of a sudden the people who were probably white, who could afford to leave, said, I'm not going to stay and put money into this asshole. I'm going to get the F out of here and start a new place where these people aren't a part of it. We're going to go start our own little, you know, secede from this part of town and get as far away from these people as possible and not put that money and that time it back into that community. Is that possible?
Yeah, and it not possible. That's the way it happens.
Yeah.
But if you come in there and looking for their vote every 4 years, then you should have those people you voted for make sure that that doesn't continue to happen. Because through legislation, you can fix that.
Well, Tim, they're already cleaning up the neighborhood by taking those jack-in-the-boxes out of there. I don't know what else you want.
Yeah, and then they tell people in South Central, you know, what foods they can eat and stuff. It's
Tim,
ridiculous.
If I
lived in that area, I'd be so effing pissed that politicians come in every 4 years, they want my vote, and then I see the same crap every day. It would make me crazy.
So black people should wake up 1 year and say, we're going to vote Republican.
No, I think what they should do is hold these Democrats, hold these politicians to their word.
We can't hold them to anything. They can't get elected.
And ask them.
The only thing that, you know, I mean.
Wait a minute. Every politician in Los Angeles, they're all liberal. They're all Democrats. the Democrats are, you know, the mayor, most of the city council, I think 90% of the city council, all the supervisors, everybody's a Democrat. And those Democrats owe that area and should clean that area up.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned Disneyland. It's amazing how bad behavior can be tolerated in some situations. Like, you and I have laughed about this before, but they always talk about gangs being out at Magic Mountain. I always hear people, be careful, they got gangs at Magic Mountain. When you go to Disneyland, I know gang members have the address to Disneyland. I know right. They know how to get there, but they don't play that. Disneyland, they step to you.
They
step to you real quick. I've seen brothers do the wrong thing. When I say brothers, I mean people. I saw a little white boy step up on the fountain area where the step, you know, like you step up and walk around the little circular fountain.
Right.
A guy appears. I swear to you, a man with a hat appears and says, "You step down. Step down." You know? They don't play.
They're
that.
Watching
they have
you.
No tolerance to none of that.
I know. Every time you're in the Pirates of the Caribbean in a boat and you put your hand in the water, excuse me, young man in boat three, don't put your hand in the water.
They're watching you. It's a little city. They even have their own like mayor and like little like judicial system on Main Street.
It's a wonderful city. But for some reason, Magic Mountain is the Compton of amusement parks. Yeah. Stuff's tolerated, and for some reason, the people you elect to run Magic Mountain don't do their jobs.
Get shanked with your locker.
But see, but that's not entirely Magic Mountain's fault, because Magic Mountain 2 years ago or 3 years ago said no gang attire in Magic Mountain. And guess who sued him and won? The ACLU.
Now, why doesn't Disneyland have any of these problems?
I don't know. I don't know why Disneyland doesn't, but the ACLU sued Magic Mountain.
Disneyland don't even talk about it. They
beat him for $5 million.
I need you to turn the Michael Vick hat around.
Yeah, you know what? Because I don't think Disney tolerates the ACLU. I think every time the ACLU comes at Disneyland or Disney, I think Disney puts enough lawyers on them to shut those a-holes down. I think that's what happens.
Yeah.
I think they don't want to do that.
I think what I want to do is I want to write in Mickey Mouse. I think that's where I'm going. I want to find the people who run Disneyland, and I want to write them in to run America.
Tim, do you think if Walt Disney was still around, you'd vote for him if he ran for office?
Possibly, yeah. I like a lot of his ideas.
He hated black people.
No, he didn't. Get out of here. No, he didn't. But there, he had a lot of the right ideas.
Walt Disney?
Well, I mean,
the utopia.
Listen to me. Where you take your kids to amusement park that you are going to be completely safe at, isn't Disneyland the top of the list?
Yeah. I think my fear is that I don't want to stand up at a basketball game and have to sing da 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 at the beginning of the event. You know?
There's some prices to pay for them to keep your kids safe.
And I don't know if he's really into equality when the only sort of characters of color, we should say, in a Disney movie were two stupid crows that didn't know how to talk or act.
Nah, listen, I'm a very conservative guy. When like the Los Angeles Dodgers, they have, up until this year, I believe, you have to have short hair, no tattoos, no earrings, no nose rings, any of that crap.
Are you about to jump on Manny?
No, but the same thing with Disneyland. I mean, you work at Disneyland, you gotta make sure that you look like you work at Disneyland.
That's the problem they had with Euro Disney, that the girls wouldn't take off their acrylic nails and they were getting fired.
Euro trash.
Yeah. Good. All right. We'll finish up the news here with Gina Grant. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall on Wednesday, every Wednesday, and Gina Grad's going to finish up the news here. Gina, what's going on with that news?
I hope we had tape machines rolling during the commercial.
A lot of swearing going on.
Well, at this point, if you'd like to hear the original comment that sparked all the controversy with Obama and Sarah Palin, we have that for you.
It's Sarah Palin, right?
Yes, indeed.
All right, here we go.
I had the privilege of living most of my life in a small town. I was just your average hockey mom and signed up for the PTA. I love those hockey moms. You know, they say the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull? Lipstick.
The better reaction than the clown hosted the MTV Awards.
Absolutely.
All right, is that the news?
That's the news.
The news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Gina, thanks for showing us the meaning of Christmas.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, 8.5 minutes of something.
Yes.
See, I don't think you and your friends should be able to say Barack and roll during commercials if you are a McCain supporter. Okay. I heard you whisper to your boy, Barack and roll.
Barack and roll. Barack and roll. Kevin and Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Hey.
And by the way, Tim, the reason Disneyland can keep their park looking so good, they have a security force that rivals the Gestapo.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well. I've been on the other end of it, where I was put into a white van and taken behind the scenes. And
what'd you do to deserve that?
One of my friends was a cast member. He was giving us a tour behind Main Street, and we weren't back there for more than a minute. And white van pulls up, guys come out in 3-piece suits and sunglasses, saying, "What are you doing here?"
Yeah. And I like that they're not racist about it. I see them whip a white boy just like he's Rodney King out there. They don't play.
Oh, yeah. No, same thing. But right. Arsenio, I wanted to ask you. You know, you really had a role as far as politically with Clinton when he came on your show, and that pretty much was the turning point for it, and I was actually there that night, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, that is true. A lot of people don't give Arsenio enough credit, but without him appearing on your show, I mean, that he can now point to, or in the past, he could point to that show turning his campaign around.
You know what's interesting? Obviously, that's what Washington Post wrote and so on, but different people wrote. The thing I love most is how it's changed the way you have to run now. You got to go through late night now. You got to do Letterman. You got to walk out and do a top 10. You got to do Leno. There was a time when it was about Sunday morning, and right. It did change after that. And that's what's interesting, because we get to see the totality of a candidate's personality now.
Yeah, no, that was pretty cool.
My question is that if you were doing a show today, do you think that having Barack on would have as much an impact?
No, I think it's changed a lot, and I think it's been watered down a little bit by the late night shows. Now guys just do the circuit. The week I was on Leno, McCain was on Monday night. I think
right. Obama's going to be on tonight on Letterman.
I've already seen clips from that, so that's going to be interesting. I think it was. It's always special when you can do something first, and I was blessed with that opportunity. But now it's been diluted, and pretty much they're going to do Stewart, they're going to do Leno, they're going to do Letterman, and there's no special. You know, it's like the girl who slept with everybody. It's not special when she gets to Tim.
Yeah, and they're going to do daytime. They're going to do daytime talk shows as well. You know, like McCain and Obama will,
they'll do The View.
They'll be on The View.
We'll listen to four women talk over each other.
Yeah, and they'll also be on Ellen DeGeneres. And
they got to dance. I've already seen Michelle and Barack dance there.
And Sarah Palin will be on Oprah. No, I guess not.
Oh, okay, Tim. It's like not. That. It's like that.
I guess not.
Can I say something? That jury is still out. Oprah is not sure. I shouldn't say that because I don't know that for a fact. The rumor is that the staff is split, and it still might happen. So be nice, Tim. Be nice.
Okay. He's in the building!
All right. Speaking of in the building, Arsenio Hall is with us every single Wednesday, and he sits through the torture here. But you keep coming back, man.
You
there
know what? I love it here,
this.
and plus I got a bet that I can...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I got that bet. But you know, I have another bet. I told somebody I could do this for the whole year, and they said, "No, man, you're too spoiled."
What?
And I said that I could be here every Wednesday, not miss a Wednesday
for the whole year.
Yeah.
Well, how much was the bet?
$100.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, you win that one.
Believe me, I got it. Well, I still got some money.
You got some time. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And, you know.
Who knows? Now you're thinking, just pay the guy $100.
Yeah. I'm thinking like this is an expensive
all right.
year.
Let's. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with a world-renowned chef. And she's got some great tips for you, especially if you're like me, you like to barbecue. You barbecue?
Oh, yeah. I love to barbecue. I don't talk about it much because there's stereotypes involved. But I love to barbecue some chicken, man.
All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live at 97.1 FM.